lines they're holding.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the whole thing is, on the one hand, it's ridiculous. On the other hand, though, it really bothers me that the president is giving them any type of legitimacy by saying that they're articulating the views of discontent in America or concern in America. Fact is, these people are anarchists. They have no idea what they're doing out there. They have no sense of purpose other than it's a basically anti-American tone, anti-capitalist. And it's a ragtag mob, basically. And but you're right. They're carrying around signs they can't understand. And this, and yet they're being praised by the likes of Nancy Pelosi, who was so critical of the Tea Party several years ago, and the Tea Party was not breaking any laws, not leaving any garbage behind, and were actually demonstrating for a very clear purpose. They knew what they were there for, and they were operating within the political system, within our system of representative democracy, not just being a bunch of angry, 1960s do-overs.
No, it's the same thing we've seen so often in the last 30 years, right? Where you have one group of people who claim they want jobs, but you know, in the end, they really don't want jobs. They want to do exactly what they're doing right now. I mean, most people in the Tea Party movement have jobs, so they can't just be professional protesters. They can show up for one day on the weekend, but then they have to go back to work. But these people are happy to be part of the professional protester class because I think they understand, some of them at least, congressmen, that the longer the media, they train their lenses, gladly train their lenses on this band of malcontents, the less time there is to focus on the abysmal record of job creation of this president.
Yeah, and somehow I think there's elements of the media, maybe it's the majority of the media, they somehow, by portraying this as a legitimate movement and saying that these people would have jobs if Congress just passed the Obama jobs bill, and therefore it's John Boehner and Eric Hansen's fault that these people are out of work and why they have to demonstrate. And I think that is a narrative they're trying to develop. And I think it's really important for us not to be giving any legitimacy to these people in the streets and saying, yes, there is a real jobs issue in this country, and that's what John Boehner's been talking about for the last 2 or 3 years. It's the president whose policies we honestly believe will make the situation worse by raising taxes and by going after job creators and by causing class warfare. So we really have to, I think, I'm taking this seriously in that I'm old enough to remember what happened in the 1960s when the left wing takes to the streets and somehow the media glorifies them and it ends up shaping
Policy.
We can't allow that to happen.
No, well, that's the whole point, right? I mean, congressmen, unions have a role in our society for sure. But what you're seeing today is that the union thuggery, the union thug leadership, is seeing kind of their days numbered, right? If Obama goes down next year in the election, then unions can look forward to pensions that are cut, benefits that are cut, collective bargaining rights perhaps curtailed because we're out of money. And they can't let that happen. So they're going to do everything in their power to move the conversation away from the record of the president and to the sins of Wall Street or the capitalist greed or any of the things that they discuss at any of their random underground meetings. I mean, that's the entire goal because they can't talk about Obama's record.
Well, it's basically it. And listen, you're right. It's perfectly constitutional to have freedom of assembly, to have demonstrations, to articulate a plan. But this is mainly just to create chaos and to create an appearance of confusion and to take away focus on the Obama record. That's what the debate should be on.